good. The kasha the Rabbanan poses is in our sugi we say v'lidrish lahu. L'idrish lahu d'va'in ha'shari. You should explain to the Kala that she'll be muteris to her husband. Let her get married on Wednesday and let her suffer the abuse of the hegemon. And we say, no, because mishum snois, it'll lead to a, mishum prutzois and mishum gehenois. That's why Chazal allowed the avilim shat. That's why the din or the minog, the takana arose that they would get married on Tuesday as well. So Chanan's kasha is, doesn't this go against the sugya of Ein Mafligin Besvina Shleishim Yedim Kayim HaShabbos? Right? The sugya of Adere Gemara says that one cannot leave on a cruise or in a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Gemara says that one is allowed to leave the Tzarech Mitzvah. The Gemara says, and the Rishonim argues to what is the basis for the Iser. So the Rabbi Chananel says, because it would be a violation of Tchum. The Baal HaMor said, and the Ramban says it would be a violation of Amira L'Nochri. Baal HaMor says that it'll lead to pikuach nefesh deiches Shabbos by the Jews. Taisva says it's an Issa de Rabbonon of boating on Shabbos. And the Rif, presumably, the Rif this only addresses Rabbi Chananel, but presumably he would dismiss all of these positions because he would find it difficult to justify a distinction of the beginning or end of the week. And the Rif therefore says that the basis for the sugya is Mishum Oinig Shabbos. The Ran, in defending the position of those who see that this din is not an Oinig Shabbos din, but a Melecha Shabbos din. Tosfos, Rabbanan, Ramban, Eideyakum, Rabbeinu Chananel, Tchum, and Baal HaMor, the broadest of Pikuach Nefesh Deiches Shabbos, all Isurei Shabbos. So the Ran explains that the explanation of the Baal HaMor is that Masna Lechalal Es HaShabbos. The Baal HaMor says that when a person organizes his schedule such that he may have to do Chilul Shabbos, he schedules a surgery for Friday, and very often that surgery requires some kind of post-surgical tipul and Shabbos, which requires Chilul Shabbos. So that's Masdan Lachalos HaShabbos. Comes Rabbi Chanan and says that essentially there's a machloikus between the Rif on one end and the Baal HaMor on the other end. And all the other Rishonim are in the constellation of the Baal HaMor, but the Baal HaMor is the clearest. That the Rif said that the Baal HaMor says is an Isur Lahachnis Atzmer L'chias Isurim. And the Rif apparently says no such Isur. No such Isur because it's Mutter Mitzad Melecha Shabbos, it's Mutter to go in the boat. Rav Chanan then says, so our sugya should be a tremendous support for the Rif, because here we're allowing the girl to get married on Wednesday, and then allowing her to undergo oines rachmona patre. Instead of saying don't get married on Wednesday, we're saying don't worry about it. So the Gemara says, don't worry about it, that she'll end up being mutter to her husband. But implicit is, don't worry about it, I'm going to be involved in an Isur, and Isur ever with a goy. So Rav Rishonim who don't hold the Gemara in town would say, but it's a Yisra Chana Patre. So Tais, the Rav Alamar, so the Rav Chanan says, so you should be able to deduce from our sugya a din. The din is that mutar lahach nesatzmai l'tchiyas isurim. If that's the case, it's like a gevaldig raya against the Balamor and a gevaldig raya for the Rif. And then the Rav Chanan says, but let's, he says, and also, this sugya will undermine the pshat that I said in my Koyvet Sa'aris. Hezrat Varim, look at the sugya in Daf Yud Zayin. And the sugya in Daf Yud Zayin, Amachudish Dikiran, Amachudish Dikir Balamor. Say, Mehecha Teisi, that there should be such a din, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Mutter. Lachnis atzmei l'tchiyas isurim. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, osur lachnis atzmei l'tchiyas isurim. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, nire kemasne levat l'chalos haShabbos. Where does it then come from? What's the makor? That is osur lachnis l'tchiyas haShabbos. What would the isur be? A person would put up on his shingle, available for Shabbos emergencies, right? Available for people for Shabbos, right? It's called a hatzalah jacket, right? So if a person has, so if a person, could there be an Easter? What could the Easter be? What is it? Rabbi Moshe writes in his tshuva about how doctors should conduct themselves in Shabbos. So he writes that obviously one has to be available to one's patients for pikuach nefesh. And if there's only one doctor in town, he has to be available. But if there are other doctors in town, non-Jewish doctors, so he should then the Jewish doctor should only be available to his own patients. He should not be available to others. He should make himself scarce to the other patients. He shouldn't have a sign in front of his house, doctor. His patients know how to get to him. Presumably it's a similar idea. But what's the makor? Where does halacha come from?
Creation. You're creating the ones. The ones wouldn't have happened if you were
good. That's what Rav Chanan says, but our sugya says you're allowed to create the situation. Right? And how you're talking only for 3 days. So Rav Chanan in the Koyvet Sa'aras says it's based on Duchuyut, as we explained yesterday. And Rav Chanan says in the Koyvet Shiurim that he has to retract. Doesn't work out. Right. Now, why doesn't it work out? Let's explain Rav Chanan well. Why is this not? So first let's explain the Duchu Yutra. So that's what we explained yesterday. That the basis for saying that it's mutar lahaflik bisvina oy bishayorom hamatirin, the tam hamatirin midai raisa lahaflik bisvina bishayorom mishum shesayim gedasa rameir mi Rottenberg the Shabbos hutra eisel pikuach nefesh. Those who are matir, those who say, Rif, that from the perspective of Chilul Shabbos, you can get on the boat on Friday. From Oynik Shabbos, not a good idea. Right? The Rif would say, Lu Yitzur, they would have had Dramamin, Shasa, Mizmanatak, HaTalmud, there would be no Mishnah. There would be a Mishnah, Chayv, Adam, Lakachas, Dramamin, Kishu, Naseya, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Right? But there'd be no Easter Mishnah Chilul Shabbos. So that must be because Hutra. Because if you say Hutra, then it means when Chilul Shabbos comes up, it's Tuesday. So you can't say it's usher for me to do what? To make a Tuesday? Because Baruch Hu says Mamish Mutter. If you hold Dechuya means I can only be Mechal Shabbos if Eif Shalakayim Shneyim. That means I have to make a cheshbon. I have to do ayidei, no ayidei shinoi. That means the Easter is there. That means that if a person is deathly sick, it is also the chal Shabbos, but the din of pikuach nefesh is doiche. But I'm doing an Easter chal Shabbos. And it's permissible for me to do an Easter chal Shabbos, but it's aser. What's the right that it's aser? Because if I can do ayidei shinoi, if I have a goy, I can ask a goy. So it means it's really a chal Shabbos. If the halach is, I need not bother doing a shinoi, a goy standing right here. Don't worry about it. That means because nefesh was oikir Shabbos, was matir Shabbos. It's not there anymore. So it says Rav Chanan, it only makes sense if I say that pikuach nefesh is doyche Shabbos. So then you can say, what are you doing? Putting yourself in a situation where you're going to do a chilul Shabbos. It'll be mutter, but it's a chilul Shabbos. Mashenik came, if it's Tuesday, it's mutter. So why should there be any concern b'chlal? And this hezber, l'chorber, makes it sound as good day raisa. And we explained it based on giving an example of Moshe's mahalach. We still don't understand the language of mas l'chalos Shabbos. And we don't understand the difference between Monday and Wednesday. The Monday-Wednesday distinction, I think Osher said it yesterday, indicates got to be the Rabbanan. Rav Chanan in this halach is not so. Now Rav Chanan says from our sugya, Shoda Banarga, from our sugya, we can dismiss my hezber and kovid service. Why? Because he says when it comes to pikuach nefesh, so there it's clearly a din of dechuya. And our sugya says, "Bimachnis atzmech l'tchias iser erva." So you see, even if it's dechuya, you can be machnis atzmech. Now, why is it so clear that? Why is it so clear that the being forced to doing erva is dechiya, not hutra? Why is Rav Chanan say Dover Pasha that our sugya is a duchui and not a hutra sugya? No? What did he say? Is that?
Mar suggests that we should be okay the minna,
the takana. Be okay the takana. Right, so.
Therefore, if you like Hamish name, or.
Okay, not bad. If you're Hamish Mutter, so why even have a suggestion of being of Naakre? Okay, good. Was that? So the Rav Chanan says certainly according to the Ramban that the idea of karka oilam is simply saying my havelel mevad, right? This is lashon. She'ein biyondel inosel miser. According to Ramban, karka oilam means she has no choice. Rabbi shouldn't say karka oilam means she's passive. Ramban says karka oilam means she's stuck. She has no option. So the language of the Ramban saying she has no option means, but she has an option, then we wouldn't say, then it's Eshel Kaim Shneim. So the Rav Chanan says, when it comes to Pikuach, not Pikuach Nefesh, when it comes to being forced, Yehoring Val Yavor, so that's clearly dechuya. Gemara and Sanhedrin discusses: is there a way that I could be oivet avodah zarah without being oivet avodah zarah? It's dechuya, not hutra. Says Rav Chanan, my whole shir is messed up. Right? How did shir? How did he publish it? Right? If it's a commitment to emes. To say in a later shiur that which I already wrote, published, is not correct, based on the sugya over here. Right? Now, Rav Chanan goes on then to explain at the end of Os Yud Gimel that the pshat in the sugya in Daf Yud Zayin is takas a drabonim digadin. then it's not hutur d'chuyah. All right. But the hesber is that Chazal made a din midin de'iraisa. Today, we can ask another kashan hutur d'chuyah, because hutur d'chuyah lahalacha lamaisa and Shabbos is a machlekes between Mechaber and Rama. Mechaber says hutra, and Rama says d'chuyah. Mechaber says that chilul Shabbos afila al yedei gedolim. You don't have to ask a katan. And the Rama says if it will not compromise saving the choyla, then you should ask a katan. Why is that not a raya brewer, by the way? That's the machlokes hutur d'chuyah. That the mechaber and Rama are choylek in the hutur d'chuyah line. Why is that a raya brewer? Because some Rishonim say that the din of not asking a katan is not because of hutra, because of the fear that in the future situation people will ask tanim and they will not address the chola quickly enough. So that's why it's not a clear cut raya that the mechaber paskins hutra. But most assume that the mechaber paskins hutra and the Rama paskins dechuya. But the mechaber and Rama don't argue in reish mem ches. In fact, the mechaber quotes the Balamor and quotes the Rish. So if he held hutra, so why is he quoting the Balamor's din? So David, in any event, tzarachian, if that's an adequate hezber. But at the end, the Rav Elchanan says everybody holds that the iser of being machnes atzma d'tchias is an iser d'rabbanon. Right, and then that's what he miyashed all the kashas. It's an iser d'rabbanon. So our sugya Chazal were misakin adin for bikuch nefesh de Shabbos. We're misakin a halacha of iser that you can't get married on a. They were misakin the din l'gabei hek for whatever reason. They thought it's going to be a passing issue, but haflogas vinas lo lamvod, and it's probably some kind of din of zilzul Shabbos. That it's a zilzul in Shabbos to schedule yourself such that you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos b'kuch nefesh. Again, no one's going to die because of this. Somebody else is going to take care of it. If somebody else won't take care of it, then it's. Obviously, it's mutter. But to schedule your boat ride, so the only thing is that mitzad din is mutter. Right? Mitzad din is mutter. And Chazal didn't want to say that you can't take 6-day, 7-day boat rides. For some reason, Chazal said they wanted people to be able to travel more than a 7-day stint. And they didn't want to get in the way of a keen mitzvah. I guess no one could ever go back there to Sroch Mutzlars. They always have to go over land if there'd be such a din. So Chazal said Sunday is not such a Zilzul Shabbos, but to get on a boat on Erev Shabbos, that's really Zilzul Shabbos. And that's what the Bachanan says at the end of Yud Gimel. Therefore, our Sugi is Bachlan and Akasha to the Sugi over there. So far, so good? Good.
So what
do you
say the
machlokas,
the
Balamor and the Rifas? So the machlokas would probably be something along the lines of Din Chazal, where Chazal Mesakin is Din of Zilzul Shabbos. So the Rif apparently would say that Chazal. The Rif apparently would say that if Chazal were concerned about Zilzul Shabbos, and they wouldn't have been mavkin between Sunday and Wednesday. Sam's kasha is a good kasha. It's a good kasha for two reasons. Number one is, it sounds like from the Rif, and from the Ran's presentation of what the Rif would say about Almor, there's a day rice that they could in. Because the Rif says, why are we making this distinction? So it becomes a much more squirmy issue with the Rabbanon. So that's a good aura. Can anybody else also point out another good aura that makes us look at it from a derisa to give perspective? Go ahead, Michiel. Case of Mila, okay? Case of Mila, machlokes in Mila being Deicha Shabbos. So Mila is Deicha Shabbos, but Hechsher, Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. What happens if the water spills on Shabbos? So they do the bris Mila and then say, I have Pikuach Nefesh. So that's the machlokes Ramban Balamor. So Ramban says, Mitzvah B'Shaita, do the bris Mila. And then, Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos. It's Hechsher Mitzvah. So Ramban says, Hechsher Mitzvah is not Deicha, but it's not Oser. It's not Deicha Shabbos. But Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. Hechsher Mitzvah means that my knife is blunt. All right? So I don't have a knife. I can't do the bris. The only way to the bris would be to do a Hechsher Mitzvah. Can't do it. Not Hechsher Shabbos. But boiling up the water is the Hechsher Mitzvah, which is also Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is Doichen. So it's Iyev Shalakayim Shneim. The Mitzvah B'Shaita says do bris Mila. Then Pikuach Nefesh is going to be permitted. So not permitted now. And the Baal Mor says no. Awesome. Right? Now that could also be a Dechuy Yutra. That's many Achronim say. That's a Dechuy Yutra Machlokes. Baal HaMor holds Dechuyah. So they're Eshel Kaim Shneim. So don't do it. Do the rest tomorrow. And the Ramban holds Hutra. So therefore don't. It's going to be Mutal Agamra. There will be no Iser done. The Baal HaMor says there will be an Iser done. It'll be Mutter. But don't make it Mutter now. Right? Now, so come to Yechiel's question. Let's now explain your question. Because it'd be hard to say that first of all it's a tzarech mitzvah, right? So if it be a din rabbanon, so why would the Baal HaMor say don't do the bris milah? Why would the din rabbanon get in the way of a din deraisa? You take a step deeper. According to the Rav Elchanan's second interpretation of the Baal HaMor, which is the way that most I think assume, it's an Isid Rabbanon. An Isid Rabbanon that Mutl Tzarech Mitzvah. And that is Laniyas Daiti, that is the Nekudas HaMachloikas, whether a doctor can do a non Shomer Shabbos residency. Because those who are Makel say it's an Isid Rabbanon Lachnas Atzmoy, and L'tzarech mitzvah was allowed. So as long as it defines tzarech mitzvah, you have to define it as a tzarech mitzvah. In other words, it has to be that the whatever you have to see some value in the shomer in the non shomer Shabbos residency over the shomer Shabbos that make it a tzarech mitzvah. Right? And that's not a double partial. Each situation has to be taken in and of itself. Moshe Davar Doyme, a guy is really going into research. He never wants to see a patient b'chlal, but he wants to finish up his MD and get licensed. So then, probably makes no difference where he does his residency. Right? Also, let's say the person says that he wants a certain residency because he wants to be able to apply to a certain fellowship. So that's called the tzarech mitzvah to be able to take care of a chayla. Wants to take care of a certain kind of a chayla. I don't know. A tzorchian, right? But the bar is low in terms of what's called a tzorchian. But that's in the quiz. And Rav Shechter says it's an usher, so he understands that either the advanced training is not a tzorchian mitzvah, or I can't say with certainty because I never asked in this particular nakuda why the tzorchian mitzvah is not deicha. So coming back to our sugya, L'chora, if just ask a question, b'tzmimus. Ask, Kilo Rav Moshe would ask. If you, once we paskin, pikuach nevesh is doicha Shabbos. And Rav Chanan says the iser of going in the boat is it only an iser d'rabbanan. Why is it only iser d'rabbanan? Why is it not an iser d'raisa? Again, we have Rav Chanan's kasha in the hezber in the koyves that not going on the boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is mishum duchuy. We have a kasha in that. Kasha is, well, why should we also do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Good kasha. Have another kasha. Goes against our sugi and ksuvas. All the kasha. Teres. It's not because of duchuy. Isa derabona. Good. But we still have a kasha. We still have a kasha. Why is it that pikuach nefesh is doiche Shabbos, those who hold the chuya, which is the way the Ramah paskens. So why is it taka mutter to go on a boat Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Why don't we say efshel kaim shneim? Don't go on the boat. Right? Rav Chanan's kasha, Rav Chanan's blitz from our sugya. Can ask him suvas. Rav Chanan's a blitz in our sugya. He says, learn the sugya and you'll have a whole shiur, take a whole week to work it out. Right, what's that? Mach nesachias yisur. Chazal said muter. Muter to get married on Wednesday. No kasha. Rochanan, you're explaining to me it's duchuy, not hutra. If it would be hutra, I can understand. But you're telling me it's duchuya. So it's efshlakaim shneim, you can't do it. So who was matir? So Rochanan says mikan ro, mikan lomdim, mikan yesh lahasik. No, but what's Hezra Domer? Why? Why is it Hakim Mutter? Why will we allow them to send invitations for Wednesday? If she's going to end up being Nival Yidei Goy. If we're so convinced, why doesn't Rav Chanan say, Mikan Yesh Leimar, She Hama'anes is the Isha Hutra Misho Hutra, not the Chuyya. That the woman doesn't have to fight Bechlawa. That's a strange thing. No. Why did Mochanan say that? It's got to be Duchuya. And there's no Isha Mimachnas Asmacha. To understand how he connects the dots. But what's the Hezra Dover? Why is it Taka? Achrei Kechlei Sakol. We have a Halacha. We have a Raya. Terrific. But what's the Hezra? No, Yechiel, what did you say? Who's that? What's Hezber? Why is a Mokai Mitzvah Matir Chilul Shabbos? Whoa. No. Now I'm going back. Sorry. Get back to the first Mahalach. I'm saying, even if you say it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, we still have to answer the question that the first Mahalach addressed. We still have to answer those questions. Right? If you say the first Mahalach, we have kasha. Good. Now we're going to say the second Mahalach. Good. We say the second Mahalach, and we paskin b'kuach nefesh Shabbos d'chuyah. So we still have the kashas. We still have to understand why is the rechilik saying Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Right? As long as it's in the Rabbam, we understand why it's mutar mitam mitzvah. Understand? Good. But it's all based on Shlav Aleph, which is what's the din d'raisa. We're saying din d'raisa is mutar. Why is it mutter midin d'raisa? If you hold the chuyah. No? So what's the teretz? Again, we can ask the kasha on Daf Yutes on the Rift of Zion, or we can stay local. We can ask the kasha on Tzuvas. Gemara says, V'lidvishlo, zach mutter, v'chanan's Ha'or is not, it's a gavaldik ha'or because it takes us to Shabbos, but it seems to be a very, very good local diuk. And Rav Chanan says, don't tell me hutra. So, tazbirli. So why talk is it mutra? Why talk it? Didn't they say, stachuya, she's going to be over in Issa? No, what would you say? Sammy, what would you say? It's kasha, good kasha. No? Ben Gil. Oh, okay. So Rochanan says, in the end of the next oath, that by oines is keilu, is nasame leho. Right? So here what Yechiel said. He's saying, you know how far oines goes, right? That it's keilu, it was, nobody did it. So Yechiel saying basically that it's really din of hutra, right? Why can it be machnis? Why can we send invitations that she's getting married on Wednesday? Because when she's nival al yidei hegmon, it's not her. She's just she's the cannonball, right? She is. So since it's bechlal not her. In other words, Oynes Rachmana Patre, let's connect the sugyas. Oynes Rachmana Patre, which the Ulanar Le Sasa Dover, doesn't just mean he didn't have it Vindato when he made the deal. Yesh Tainus Oynes Begitin, right? Hey, Mene Rai saying Tainus Oynes? No, it means that this was not his not coming. What's his name? Chemda Shloima, right? So Chil says, L'chay have to say the Chemda Shloima. That's what the Bechanan writes. That, but has a huge Nafkamina Ladina. And this is where we get stuck. What's the Nafkamina Ladina now? Why are we still stuck? Even though Chil said, I'm learning Ksuvus, I'm good with Ksuvus. I can go on to the next Sui. Why is it not a great shot? Go ahead. Yeah, we didn't do Shabbos. The Shabbos was last year. Don't worry about it. Until get around to the cycle again. It's going to be years. No, so you see that in other words, Yochanan took care of our sickness of Aldik. But you see that even by Dechuyam, it's Mutter L'Chois, it's Mutter L'Hachnis Atzman Tchis Yisurim. So we haven't explained the core issue. So I would suggest the following. You took me this morning. There is I think you referred to this yesterday. There was a famous machlokes between Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and other G'day Aposkim, most prominently Rav Pinchas Epstein. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach had paskind. I thought it was another event. I remember this storm a little bit because it was played itself out in an old journal called the Mesora, I think. Still around the Mesora. And I was very, very young at the time, but I remember hearing echoes of this tumult. Rav Shlomo Zalman at Paskin, I think it came out in the Shemir Shabbos first, I think so, I'm not sure. That three different halachas. One halacha is that we know the din is if a cholish sheyesh boi sakana, you're allowed to light a candle for cholish sheyesh boi sakana, right? We want the doctor to see what he's doing, so therefore we allow, right, for a doctor to treat the patient without a candle would be a bigger sakana probably. So therefore you're allowed to light a candle. What about what happens if I have a choyl over here in a dark room and my next door neighbor has a lit candle? No, what would you say? Do I have to go to the neighbor to get the candle? Does the neighbor have to give up the candle? How would you pass it? Does the neighbor have to give up the candle? No? Sam, how would you pass it?
Taking the then you have to go out of your way to get it.
So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that if getting the candle will cause a lot of tsar to the neighbor, for example, that your neighbor is sleeping and you have to wake him up, then you're not obligated to wake up the neighbor to get the candle. Then he said another halacha. Obviously, if a cholish ish basakana, you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. What would the din be if I have a cholish basakana and he needs to eat, and my neighbor has hot food, ready food? Am I allowed to cook food for the cholish, or do I have to go next door and wake up the neighbor to get the food? No, what would you paskin? Cook food, be sure they rice and Shabbos, mamish, or wake up the neighbor to get the cooked food. No, Moshe? Nachfosha, what would you paskin?
Not for
what's that?
Not for the previous
dinner. Right. So Shlomo Zalman paskin the same thing. That if it's going to cause tsar and you have to wake up the neighbor, don't have to do it. Yesterday I gave an example, another din, the fallen wire din. Rav Shlomo Zalman said one need not take a chair and sit and do shmira al Shabbos. Ein chiyuv mikir adin la'amoyd sham b'meshach kol ha-Shabbos k'day la'asros b'nei odom le'balilu b'achutim. And then there was a third. Then he had, I remember the third issue being, was that?
Let me just say three.
What did he have?
He had the candle, the...
That's the issue of waking somebody up. That's waking somebody up, spinning all Shabbos. The third issue that I remember was the nurse that came to the hospital on Shabbos and the prepared Shabbos food was not servable for some reason. So, what does the nurse do? Does the nurse cook the food for Shabbos, on Shabbos? Or does a nurse call all the nurses together to bring all your brown bag lunch? I mean, redividing it up amongst the nursing staff and all the cholim. And then, if the cholim are left, then we'll write this old style hospital, right? So Shlomo Zalman said, no, you don't have to do that. Cook on Shabbos. Here is another one. So Shlomo Zalman writes, he wrote an article in the Masorah. What happened? What happened is that this caused a big storm. They said, what are you talking about? Shlomo, what are you talking about? Take a chair. Shabbos is the chuyah. You wake the guy up next door, get the candle, get the food. You're not cooking in Shabbos. All the nurses come together and you get there's food in the building to collect it. And the strongest opponent of Shlomo Zalman was Rav Pinchas Epstein. He was the head of the Nechavetus. And at that time, I don't know if you've ever seen this, there's a huge, huge pocket sitter. It's like this thick. I think it's called the Minchas Yehuda. It's funny, I could not fit into a pocket, but well. It's thicker than this, but it's just so I don't have this idea. It's a Israeli publisher, Dvorkis. He published a number of things. So this idea, it was very, very popular at the time. People used to buy it. My baby used to call it the Desert Isle Sitter. If you're on a desert isle, this was the city you want to have. Because besides having everything a sitter has, it had Hilchas Chanuk and Hilchas Purim, and had Halachas and Chazaras HaShatz, and had Halachas had to set up an Erev, and Erev Tuchumi was. So also had Pikuach Nefesh Deich HaShabbos, and the person who wrote the Pikuach Nefesh Deich HaShabbos section was Pinchas Epstein. So he used the sitter to launch his attack against Shlomo Zalman. And he launched it, that's where he. As Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, Dinim Elu Huvu Shom Bishmi. These halachas were quoted in my Shmira Shabbos. And Yoisha Shemati Migdoli Torah Bichsavu Balpeh Shiladatom Zet Tumua Vigam Ir Al Zeh Agoin Marina Rav Pinchas Epstein Besid O Minchas Yerushalayim, this was called. She Nitfas Al Yedei Yedidi Yerushalayi Dvorkas. He was a Shari Chesed person. And he writes, Eineni Maskim Imzeh. His neighbor also has to do Pikuach Nefesh. All right, so that was the... And Shlomo did not step, he did not back down. He stood his ground. And he wrote a tshuva in I think it was called, no, it wasn't called Masorah. I think Masorah. And then, when Mincha Shlomo was published, so they made it into Siman Zayin. Siman Zayin is very famous, and Siman Ches is very famous. Siman Ches is where Shlomo Zalman argues very, very strongly with Rabbi Moshe. And before he writes Siman Ches, it's against the blitz of Rabbi Moshe, huge chiddush of Rabbi Moshe. But he argues in a very, very charif way. Not Shlomo Zalman's normal style. And so before he published the tshuva, he asked for shush from Rabbi Moshe, and he writes in the beginning that he asked permission from Rabbi Moshe. No, he doesn't say it. Yeah, he says, "Hindi mefarsem amar zelachos agoyin and now shlita and nosan li rishus al kach." Fascinating. And there, Rav Shlomo Zalman is the traditionalist, and Rav Moshe is the blitz. So here, Rav Shlomo Zalman has the following hara, and it's a huge, huge idea. And l'chaira, everything we learn now will be great support for Rav Shlomo Zalman, I believe. Even though I don't think he quotes it, Rav Shlomo Zalman says there has to be a limitation to bikuach nefesh derech Shabbos. How far? What is called efshar l'kayim shnei? That's my machlokes with the Shulchan Aruch. I hold that sitting and losing your whole Shabbos and sitting in front of this fallen wire is not efshar l'kayim shnei. That's efshar l'kayim shnei. I hold waking a neighbor up and causing him, he says, sar v'sevel, causing him tsar. That's not efshar l'kayim shnei. And the Shulchan Aruch says, what are you talking about? Efshar l'kayim shnei means chilul Shabbos or no chilul Shabbos. Can you save the life without mechilul Shabbos? That's end of the sentence. If the answer is yes, I can have a person sit in front of the wire yom v'layla and do shmirah efshar l'kayim shneiim. And Shlomo Zalman says no. That there must be limitations efshar l'kayim shneiim, and he has two sets of arguments. One set of arguments is we are simply not knowing. When you think about it, Rav Pinchas Epstein, he says, if we would hold Avraham Pinchas Epstein, then every pregnant woman, every Erev Shabbos, when it gets into the ninth month, should move into the hospital. Instead of Bikur Cholim rooms, we should have Shmiras Hiroyan rooms. Right? Because Efshar l'kayim shneiim. The answer is, but obviously it's a limitation because you don't know if he's going to go into the bikuach nefesh. All right, so you don't know the beginning of the ninth month, but ninth month, tenth month, you know, the probabilities rise very significantly. Right? So we don't demand. He has a few other rayas. We see that we don't paskin this with Maisa. In other words, all he's pointing out is you see that there must be some limitation in Efshar l'kayim shneiim. So the question, how do we magdir that? Now, then he says another set of rayas. This set of rayas is from certain halachas. Opening one is, I mentioned yesterday, the Ramah paskins, Tumas Koyin, is mutter, a kohen is mutter to bury a meis mitzvah. It says the Ramah, Einoi moitzi shikbiru rak b'schar, Einoi chayiv l'skor mishalo elamitame im yirtze. If the only way you have a meis mitzvah, a kohen comes close to a meis mitzvah, but he can hire the sacred society. They'll come. It's money. The Ramah says, "Ein echayv l'skor mishaloi," and Rav Chanan says, "This is a case of duchuya." So if that's the case, what happened to Efshar l'kayim shneiim? You see, black and white, that there must be a limitation. How much you have to spend? How much spend a cent? Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that it'd be different for a child. A child kohen is different because a child, you know, in other words, the chiyas, because the child is going to, he quotes a kohen, well, yarshan, he can spend money from the yerusha. It could be a different cheshbon. That says, but then he points out other rayas. He has a Tzitz Eliezer. Quotes, Tzitz Eliezer has a similar mahalach to Shlomo Zalman in the case of, do I have to give up my lamp if it means that I'll be total darkness? Similar idea. So Tzitz Eliezer held independently. This is the shurim he gave in Shari Tzedek. Tzitz Eliezer, his first foray into Shabbos and Rufu issues, because he became the Rav of Shari Tzedek, and he gave shurim in Shari Tzedek, and he published them in what was called Ramat Rachel, I think, in the 8th volume. It's Tzitz Eliezer. So there he quotes, I don't know who this is, he quotes the Zayis Ra'anan. That was apparently, from the description, he was a Goy Notzim. So he says, there was a situation where a person was a Chayla Masukan and had to get to the doctor. And the doctor was far away. So he had to ride on a horse throughout Shabbos. And he came to a certain town over Shabbos, and he was staying, the plan was sleep and then get back on the horse, because he was a Chayla Masukan. He had to get the doctor as soon as possible. So it was much different to ride on Shabbos. But they asked the Rav, they said, you know, if we make a little magbit and shul, we can get him on a train. Right. Train means he'll be sitting on the train. He'll be there in an hour. Right? Maybe less. Oh, no, but they said we can do Matzoy Shabbos. We can get him there. Right? We get him on a train Matzoy Shabbos, so then he'll get to the doctor at the same time. Nope. Chayiv and Archayiv. So Zayis Ranan said, it's a good thing to do, but you're not chayiv to do. Even though he's going to end up riding his horse all of Shabbos. And he brought a raya from this, I think from this Ramah. Again, the point of Shlomo Zalman is to say that Duchuya has Eshel Kaim Shtem is also limited. And then he goes a step further. And he says that when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh Deich HaShabbos, it's the mitzvah of the Chai Bohem. And the mitzvah which is being matter the Malach and Shabbos. So the mitzvah of the Chai Bohem does not put up the well. Shlomo Zalman suggests will change the nature of Esher L'Kaim Shneim for Vikuach Nefesh Deich HaShabbos. And the V'chaybe means that I have to be able to make sure that my Shabbos does not kill somebody. Now, how far do I have to go in making sure that my Shabbos doesn't kill somebody? How much does it affect my Shabbos? So Shlomo Zalman says the Geder HaDover is that whatever I would do any other day of the week is how far I have to do, is what I have to do in Shabbos. Esh L'Kaim Shneyem. For Pinchas Epstein says, Kip Shutai. Esh L'Kaim Shneyem. I was going to do with these other examples. Not sure. But if it's possible not to be Mechal Shabbos, it cannot be Mechal Shabbos. And if Shlomo Zalman said that you see that is an inconsistent position. So how are we going to be magdir it? So he suggests, Esh L'Kaim Shnei means, if on a Tuesday, I would not hire somebody else to take care of the mace, if it was not a mace mitzvah. I would not hire someone else to take care of the mace mitzvah. So I don't have to act differently for the Meis Mitzvah. That's the Chuyah. It's still Eshel Kam Shnei. If on a Shabbos, I would not, if on a Tuesday, I would not wake somebody else up to get their light, so on Shabbos, I'm not obligated to wake somebody else up. If on a Tuesday, I would write this note for this Chayla, and Shabbos, I also have to write the note. If on Tuesday I would cook for this, I also have to cook. If on a Tuesday I would, rather than cooking, I would send out a text to everybody in the hospital, bring all your food together, and Shabbos can do the same thing. But Efsh L'Kayim Shnei means, how far do I go? What's the Efsh L'Kayim Shnei? And L'Choira, this is he doesn't say this, but L'Choira is a Gevaldig Pshat in Rambam, because one of the ambiguities in Rambam is that the Rambam begins Hilchus Pikuach Nefesh Lecha Shabbos in Shabbos Perek Beis by saying Duchu Yehi Shabbos Eif Lekonos Hafashos, and then in Halacha Beis he writes Harehu Kechoil Kelol Yisol Domer Legabe Yechol Shishpas Hakon Harehu Kechoil Lechol Domer Shutzarech Le. So many of this has troubled Meforshim. Duchuya sounds like you're Efsh L'Kayim Shneiim. It's not Kechoil. Kechoil sounds like Hutra. Koyim Shalom Zalman's Mahalach is beautiful. Duchuya means you make your decisions as to how far you push not to Mechal Shabbos, Kechoil. But you don't have to go beyond Kechoil. You don't have to do it. If on Choyl you'd call up the power company and you would not sit there. And Shabbos also. So I would suggest, Laniyas Daiti, that's if you hold, like the or Rabbi Mechonon of Asimin, that the Sugya and Daf Yud Zayin is a deraisa like a Sugya, right? And even if you don't hold that, and you want to understand why is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday different than Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you want to understand why, even if you hold, that's a Rabbanu Tikkudin, why is it Taka Mutter to have the surgery on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? There it is, because that goes beyond the requirements of Tehuya. You're not obligated, Tehuya does not obligate you to rearrange Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Chalik between the Balamor and the Reeve, according to Mechonon in the Koivet Seorais, is the Balamor says that Masna Lakor Domina Torah is the getter of the Chuyu. Mechonon would say that if he wanted to resurrect Rabbi Chanan in the Koyvet Sa'arvayz, so that's what we think about this morning. We would say, how far does the Chuya go? Right? If it's going to mean that it looks like I am making a decision to be Mechal or Shabbos, that is not called the Chuya. That's awesome. If it doesn't look like Kimas Mechal or Shabbos, then even the Chuyah's mutter. Again, explain a little bit better. I'm suggesting now that according to the Rabbi Chanan's Hezber and Koyvet Sa'aris, that the Machlaikas Rif and Ran is the Machlaikas on a Deraisadika level. So there he explains Hutter the Chuyah. That's the case. He said, what's the Chilik between beginning and end? The Chilik is, I would suggest, whether this is satisfies Efsh L'Kayim Shnei or not. In other words, what I would say is we have to have some kind of getter. So the getter is, does it look like I'm being Masna Chalsa Shabbos? So the Baal HaMor says that if the water is spilled on Shabbos, then yeah, it looks like you are It's Efsh L'Kayim Shneim. Because it looks like so don't do the bris. And if you're going to go ahead and do the bris, then it's very clear that you made a decision that you're going to go ahead and do the bris and be Decha Shabbos. Just like if I go on a boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I could have gone Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So how far do I have to go in order that I... How far do I have to mitriach myself? So Chazal say, you don't have to never go on a boat. That goes beyond the requirements. Pinchas Efsin, be a kasha. According to Pinchas Efsin, why is a Jew allowed to go on a boat? If it's going to be Chil Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman would say, see, there's a riot, there's a dorm over here. What's the gander? I'm allowed to go on a boat sometime. So he would say that if I go on a boat Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I don't know if it's probability or if it's just another din in Dechuyah. And that's what I'm trying to suggest. That the way that we're magdir, whether this is considered to be the heter because never day Shabbos, is how, what does it look? Does it look like I'm undermining Shabbos? So if a person becomes terribly ill on Shabbos, of course that doesn't look like I'm trying to undermine Shabbos. He's got sick right now, right? If a person had emergency surgery yesterday, of course it's not. Right. But what about Friday afternoon? I know if they come in the next day, how's it look? Does it look like I'm making a cheshbon to Michal Shabbos? Or, no, I'm going home Friday. So Shlomo Zalman says, I'm going home Friday. It doesn't look like I'm making a cheshbon. I got a Mashiach came, I go on a boat, I'm making a cheshbon. So Rechonin says, so I would suggest, that just like we say that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are nigger after last Shabbos, they're all the Motzoi Shabbos. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are the Erev Shabbos, the Kameh Shabbos. So on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm still in the Motzoi Shabbos frame of mind. So it doesn't look like I'm getting on a boat to undermine. But on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when I'm really focused on getting ready for Shabbos, Kameh Shabbos, I can't make Abdullah anymore. So then, if I make a decision that will require Chil Shabbos, that is Nira Kimasta L'Chalsa Shabbos. So what I'm suggesting is that Heyois, that we have to have some kind of Geder as to what is called the Chuyam. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's Geder is treated Kigeim Choyal. And that would be the Rambam, and that could even be the Rif. And therefore, there's no basis for being machalik between the beginning and end of the week. And it should always be mutter. Because, and that's what the Rif has to come to say. Has to come to say that it's Mishmonik Shabbos. But the Balamor may hold that the Geder of Dechuya is, does it look like I'm being Mechal Shabbos or not? Does it look like I made a decision Mechal Shabbos? If it looks like I made a decision Mechal Shabbos, so then that is Efshar L'Kayim Shnei. That would be the additional Geder that determines how far I have to go and being Matriach myself. If we take this approach, we come back to our Sugya now. So our Sugya, the Rif, the Balmi, Rav Chanan says, our sugya is a raya that muter lachnis atzmoi l'tchiyas yisurim, right? So why is it muter? So I have a beautiful mahalach, right? Either we'll say what Yechiel said, what Rav Chanan said in the second ice. Oynis is different. Oynis is not machnis atzmoi. Oynis is a machnis. I'm making it happen. It's not me. Right? V'chashmul's mahalach. And the shlom is mahalach. Or you can say, no. It is dechia, the way Rabbi Yochanan writes, it is nidches. But how far do you have to go not to be in a situation of nidches, to have to not get married? So Shlomo Zalman says, dechuya, it's dechuya. So, Ev Shalakayim Shneyim has limitations. And one of the limitations of Ev Shalakayim Shneyim is, Shlomo Zalman looks really beautifully. Normal. You get to do, normally getting married, you get married here also. Getting married means I'm going to end up having to be soimech on being nenas. Ad kerei kach, tuchuyas, not aser. Has to be some kind of, I would suggest also, is it nearer kemasna? That's how it would resolve the two sukkahs. No, he's getting married. She's near it. You don't say she's getting married and she's going to be nibble the hegmoin. No, you say she's getting married. It happens. She's going to be nibble the hegmoin. What's she doing? Right? A person who goes in a boat on Thursday, litzorich mitzvah. They're doing a litzorich mitzvah. They're not nirik and mas and lakos Shabbos. So that's what I would suggest as a malachim. It's hayotzi mikol zeh. Now there still is one huge ha'ora. They have to make it in Ruchanan. All right? And we'll conclude with this Sa'aran. Is Ruchanan's whole binyan correct? That his Sa'aran, our Sugya, right, is for sure, right? His Sa'aran, our Sugya, Mikan Royim, right? Mikan Royim, that when a person is going to be under the threat of death and have to violate an Iser, then one's allowed to bring upon oneself the threat of death. Correct? Mochanan, that's Ha'or is solid. But then when Mochanan said that therefore one's allowed to introduce oneself into a situation, Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos, is that a correct tzushtel? Does that sit well to you? Tzushtel. Shtel is to put into place, like a shtela, right? And tzu means to, I think it means to shtel two things together. Okay, tzushtel. So, is that a correct tzushtel? Is that a correct connection? No? Is it correct to say that because I'm allowed to get married, which means that under the threat of death, I'll be nival, I'll be over in Iser? Is that correct now to say that I'm allowed to introduce myself into a situation of Pikuach Nefesh Deich HaShabbos? How do you connect the two? One is Haloch Yihoreg Val Yavar, right? I'm going to be in a situation of Yihoreg Val Yavar, of Erva, right? So, I'm going to be in a situation where the guy is going to force me to do an Iser. Right? So I'm not allowed to put myself, so I'm allowed to put myself in that situation. Is that connected to Pikuach Nefesh Deich HaShabbos, to V'chai Behem? No. How did the two connect? Maybe I'm allowed to put myself into the situation of being forced to do an Iser. It's essentially what Yechiel said. In one case, I'm putting myself into an Oynes. In one case, it's Dechiyas Isurim. But what I'm asking is, how did Mochanan come initially to make the connection? Is the connection a good connection? Is there a Sugi Akasha to Daf Yud Zayin? How did he connect it? What was he thinking? That every Pikuach Nefesh Deich HaShabbos is I could lose my life if I'm not Machal Shabbos. And that's when the two are connected. So let's just focus on that and we'll finish up. Okay?